completely redesigned Bashani Radio app is hotter than ever. Ever. Now you can binge listen your favorite podcast show. And for those listeners that like to talk trash, excuse me, I mean give feedback. Just tap our new feedback button and run your mouth for 60 seconds. Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store or listen online at BashaniRadio.com.
What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Sassy Scribe of Situations with Sassy, coming to you with another hot fire show here on Bashani Radio. New York City and on the top three podcasting platforms, iHeart, iTunes, and Spotify. Once again, Bashani Radio has an app you can download and listen to the app. And set a reminder to listen to Situations with Sassy each and every Monday at 12. So listen, I had an absolutely amazing weekend. I've been talking about it. It's finally here. Season 12 of Women Talk Live. We did our first taping on Saturday. And let me tell you, it is the first time since I've been doing the TV show that I was actually mentally exhausted. And I have to actually commend actors and actresses, not these reality or reality TV people. I'm talking about real actors and actresses, the goats in the industry, the Denzels, the De Niro's, the Meryl Streep, Angela Bassett. I'm talking about real Tom Hanks, these actors and actresses who literally remove themselves and have a completely another person come inside of themselves, and they pour all of the stuff that they poured out of themselves personally into this character, and they make these people come to life, and they move you with their emotions through whether it's laughter or tears or reflection or resignation or just, you know, understanding. These are the goats of the industry. So when I have to flip that switch and turn into Sassy and be Sassy Scribe and turn on, I could physically feel, as I left the set Saturday, I could physically feel myself, just everything like whoosh, like it drained out of me. Like Sandra was coming back and Sassy was taking her break and she was going to rest because she had been on since 8 o'clock Saturday morning and she wasn't able to turn off until about 7 o'clock Saturday evening. So as I made that drive home, I could feel myself, like I had to turn the radio up really, really loud. I had to turn the air on and blow the air in my face. I was fighting sleep on the 30 plus minute ride to my house so that when I got home, I kind of got awake again. But the minute I took my shower and flopped on my bed, that is exactly how I woke up on Sunday morning. That lets me know that I was exhausted, but I was very well rested. So when people tell me that they want to do this, I absolutely encourage them to do it because it's a lot harder than it looks. April J and I, my past co-hosts, Miss Pretty and Tyra Hill and Kenda Bell and Kimberly Ellis, all of the past co-hosts that we've had, we make it look easy. Our producer, Rhonda, and we had David Thompson helping us. And we had all of these people in the background to help us. Now it's just the three of us. It's just April J and I and our producer, super producer, Rhonda Cox. We make it look easy. But you have to curate your show. You have to create the content that you want to discuss. Then you have to create the script with which you want to, or the call sheet or the one sheet, whatever you want to call it, that you're going to have to use. Your notes. You see, everybody on television has notes of some sort, whether it's an 8x10 sheet of paper or it's a note card. But you have to have your notes. You have to know what you're going through, going to be going through. You have to curate your guests. You have to reach out to your guests. And we only taped 3 shows, which technically we should have been done because it's only 3 episodes. It's 3 7-minute segments. Well, we do 1 minute, then we do 2 minutes, then we break it down the other way. But still, you have to be able to hit your mark and know when to stop and know when to wrap it up. That's very, very challenging to do. And then when you have guests not show up, then you have to be versed enough in the topic with which you're going to discuss, because the show must go on. That fake it till you make it. So I encourage anybody that feels like they want to do what it is that we do, hosting a weekly podcast or hosting a weekly TV show, or however you want to do it. You can do it live. You can do it all audio. But it's work. It's a commitment. It's a commitment. And I just want to let you know that I believe that you can do it, but we make it look easy. And I've had a couple of co-hosts before I got to this platform on Situations with Sassy. I need you to be, you need to be committed to Situations with Sassy. To help with your husband, wife, kids, whatever. Parents, job, whatever. For the 30 minutes to an hour that I need you focused, present, and dedicated. That's why Situations with Sassy is done by Situations with Sassy. Call me a control freak, but this is what it is. And the topics that we discussed are going to be very controversial topics in the markets that we're in. We're in more conservative markets, but I'm here to bust the door wide open on those markets, doing what we do. So I had to get that out the way because I'm super, super excited. Once again, anybody that's listening that's in North Carolina, Louisiana, New Orleans, Louisiana, Charlotte, North Carolina, or Miami, Florida, please, please, please check your local CW affiliate listings. We come on every Friday. It's Friday in the morning. So you check your local listings. And I'm not even going to try to do the call numbers. I know it's WCCB in Charlotte and I think it's WNOV. NOL in New Orleans, and I can't remember what the call sign is in Miami, but they're all on the CW affiliate. So a lot of you are going to be saying, we're watching reruns, we're watching reruns. That is why we were on set Saturday to get new content out to you. We have more in store, more coming up. We had really, really great guests that you're going to see, and you're going to just see April and I. We're going to be a little bit more intimate with the audience and really give you a chance to get to know who April and Sassy are, and to show you the chemistry that we have and how we gel and how we mesh. And I like to joke. As a matter of fact, some people may get offended, but on one of the episodes, I actually called us Ebony and Ivory because she's very, very light and I'm dark skinned. And it's a joke and it's nothing but love for each other. So I'm putting that out there. But I want to get into the show, and I'm not going to keep you long because I'm, you know, still coming down off of that sassy high. But I want to talk about dating in 2021, because every year it seems like I do a show. You know, 2015, 16, 17, up to now, 2014, 2007, when I started, you know, back on the other platforms. It's like dating in that particular year. And if I go back and I look from then to now, not much has really changed. In fact, I think it's even deteriorated even more. And the pandemic, and I say this often, taught us one or two things. Or it taught us two things. It could have, hopefully it taught us more than that. But when it comes to dating, you're either tired of it, maybe it's 3, okay, it's probably more. But you're either going to be tired of it. I get that from a lot of women. I get that you're going to be more intentional, or you continue to do what you're going to do, because whatever it is that you're doing may be working for you. But for those who had to shelter in place and quarantine as dolo solo, 100% single, no children, no pets, no spouse, no significant other. And then prior to the pandemic, you were able to pick the phone up and you probably had people at your doorstep coming over to give you that companionship and that back rub. You know, ladies, you had that maintenance man that you could reach out to every now and then. It was nothing serious. It was what it was, and you kept it moving. But in the pandemic, with the Rona running rampant and people not trying to catch it and not being, you know, making sure that they wore their mask, they stayed 6 feet apart, they did exactly what they were supposed to do, they found themselves online, but they found themselves online with more intention. Because they didn't think about a situation of being in a quarantine, not being able to have that human connection. Because one of the things that it taught Sassy, because outside of the family unit, it taught me I needed that touch, that connection. And as we move into 2021, people are talking about how they want to date smarter and be more intentional and more specific with what they're looking for. That's going to require you to know who you are, to know what it is that you absolutely like. That's why I think some of these reality shows like Married at First Sight, I think some of the matchmakers, they either get it all right or they get it all wrong. And the last few seasons, in some instances, they've gotten it all wrong. And in some seasons, they've gotten it completely right. And when those people meet and they can mesh and they realize that it's not necessarily what I want, but what I need. And since you were specific about what you were looking for, and that's what you told the matchmakers, they gave you what you said you needed and wanted. They gave you what you said you wanted. And then it ended up being what you realized what you needed, even though it may not have been packaged the way in which you imagined. You were going into 2021, not only knowing what you were looking for, but you were hell-bent on not being a serial dater. Because Sassy's been a serial dater. And it's not fun. So you have to be intentional. I'm not saying like only date one person, but you might scale it down to maybe three. But I've always believed that the cream rises to the top. I'm a firm believer in matching energies. So if you meet somebody and the energy's there and the energy's great and the two of you make a mutual decision that you want to focus on each other, by all means, do it. Too often we as women, we focus on him when he's still focusing on everybody else. And we wonder why we get hurt. We move too fast. We don't allow for the natural progression of things to happen. The other thing that 2020 taught us that we bought into 2021 is that we don't necessarily have to go out to meet, because there's the boom telephone. There's the FaceTiming. And even these apps now have the video icon where you can video chat if you're feeling comfortable enough to do that immediately. So it's something to think about. It's something to be mindful of. It's something to be aware of. But the only way in which you're going to be able to do that is to put yourself out there. I still have this cousin. Remember I told y'all about this cousin a few shows back? She's like, when I'm ready, I'm going to get you to help me set up a profile. And she's still not ready. And I think it's because she's afraid to put herself out there, online and in real life. And listen, if you've ever seen me, if you've seen Sassy, if you've seen my Instagram and you follow Instagram and you follow Facebook and Twitter and Snapchat and all of these other apps that I'm on with my WhatsApp and everything, you'll see that I have the quote unquote, the hashtag Harris Girls. And the Harris Girls hashtag is Beauty Brains Blessed. But also, the Harris Girls are plus size women. We're curvy women, but we're very outgoing. We're very loving women. And some of us are more outgoing and extroverted than others. And this particular cousin is an introvert. So that rejection of one being a plus size woman, she doesn't have the confidence that a couple of the other Harris Girls had. This is sassy. You're going to take it or leave it. Butt, gut, hips, and all. But she doesn't have that. But she's beautiful. So I'm urging her, I'm egging her, that she listens to the show. So you know I love you. But she has to be able and be open and willing to put herself out there. She can do all of that. She can focus on somebody. She can be intentional. She can make a list. She can really, really think about it. But until she's ready to step out and put herself out there and not be afraid of the rejection, because listen, I go in DMs. I've gone and slid in somebody's inbox. I've slid in people's DMs, and I'm not their cup of tea. And I'm not for everybody. And I understand that. And I get that. And everybody's not for me. And does it sting? I mean, I'm not, you know, inhuman. Yes, it stings. It's a blow to the ego. But you dust yourself off and you get back up and you try again. And yes, being rejected multiple times can get discouraging. Yes, vibing with somebody who you thought was vibing with you and didn't quite work out that way, that well, or in the way in which you perceived it to be or hoped it would, stings. But you got to take your licks and dust yourself off and try again. Sometimes it is all about timing. You're ready and they're not. They're ready and you're not. Everything will happen when it's supposed to. And people come into our life for a reason. Sounds cliche. It's the season and the reason. But a lot of us are looking for the lifetime. But think about this. Think about how many people that you've met for a reason or a season that are in some way still on the outer fringes of your life for a lifetime. Just they're not in your life the way in which you would have expected them to be. It could have been somebody that you thought was once the love of your life. Could now be one of your best friends, your greatest ally, your biggest champion, your biggest supporter. We have to be more open and be more positive when it comes to curating the relationships that we want. When it's saying, telling us we need, when I say focus on quality, it's not just the number, it's the type of individuals that we allow into our lives. Are they toxic people, negative all the time, always complaining? Are they upbeat, positive, encouraging? They like to laugh and you enjoy the time when you're with them. You look forward to more time with that person. Whether it's male or female, having a good girlfriend to laugh and cry with is an incredible feeling. But also having that significant other to laugh and cry with is even more incredible. But you gotta have and be aware of and be mindful of the individuals that you're going to allow in that space, regardless if you're being more intentional Or hey, if you're gonna be like, you know what, Sassy? I'm a serial date. I got the left and the right swipe right at my fingertips. And I'm gonna meet Johnny today. I'm gonna meet Sarah tomorrow. I'm gonna meet Mike on Tuesday. I'm gonna meet Jill on Wednesday. You're gonna go out and you're gonna meet all of these different people, and you might even taste the rainbow and have a different, you know, various ethnicities and races and cultures within that mix until you find that one. And you may not find them at all, but it's not going to stop you. That's your intent. Your intent on being non-intentional. Because to you, dating is just that. If you feel like it's not going to make it past the first date, you're not wasting their time or yours. Next. And saying that, I read this, and I want to give credit. The author is a lady by the name of Nadine Love. And she wrote a thread, and it's called Single in 2021. 3 question marks behind it. This is your reality. We don't commit. We don't see the point. They've always said there are so many fish in the sea, but never before has that sea been right at our fingertips. A simple left or right swipe away. Bumble, Tinder, Hinge, Facebook, Instagram. You take your pick. We can order up a human being in the same way we can order up pad thai. Social media has ruined the idea of relationships for an entire generation. Quote, great, unquote, is replaceable and perfect is a must. We think intimacy lies in perfectly executed strings of emojis. We think effort is a quote unquote good morning text. Do better, men and women. Do better. We say romance is dead because maybe it is. Maybe romance now is putting the phone down long enough to look in each other's eyes at dinner. Maybe romance is deleting Tinder off your phone after an incredible first date with someone. Maybe romance is still there. We just don't know what it looks like now. When we choose, if we commit, we are still one eye wandering at the options. I'm going to read that sentence again because this is the reality right now. When we choose, if we commit, we are still one eye wandering at the options. And I remember a few weeks ago, I posted to Instagram that so many of us have 80% at home, but we're willing to throw away that 80% for that 20% of that unknown that you think you're missing. That's that right there. You've made that decision to commit. But what if there's somebody better? And that better is only 20%. We want the beautiful cut of filet mignon, but we're too busy eyeing the mediocre buffet because of choice. Our choices are killing us. We think choice means something. We think opportunity is good. We think the more choices we have, the better. But it makes everything watered down. Never mind actually feeling satisfied. We don't even understand what satisfaction looks like, what it sounds like, or feels like. We're 1 foot out the door all the time. Because outside the door is more, that 20%. And more and more. We don't see who's right in front of our eyes asking to be loved. We long for something that we still want to believe exists, yet we are looking for the next thrill, the next jolt of excitement, the next instant gratification. We keep running on a treadmill for purpose and fulfillment. But these terms are merely carrots on a stick we will never catch because we treat happiness as a destination and not a journey. What? The entire time I was reading this, I was like, what? Tell it. We soothe ourselves and distract ourselves. And if we can't even face the demons inside our own brain, how can we be expected to stick something out? To love someone even when it's not easy to love them or to be loved or accept love or allow love. We bail. We leave. We see a limitless world in a way that no generation before us has seen. We can open up a new tab. look at pictures of Portugal, pull out a visa and book a plane ticket. We don't do this, but we can. The point is, stay humble and true. When we choose, if we commit, we are still one eye wandering at the options. Couldn't have said it better myself. Always searching for what's better and next. And never staying focused and present in the moment with the person that's right in front of you. And that goes for my people that are dating. It's going for those friends of mine and family members and people that I see who put their relationships on Front Street online, who are envious of how single people are able to move. The married people who don't understand how single people are looking at you, wanting what you have, but yet you're out the window looking at what we have. Focus on what's in front of you and love that person. Or not. But you can't have that one foot out the door. You're either going to be firmly planted in it or firmly planted out of it. But the choices you think you have that are there aren't really choices at all. It's only 20%. So listen, that is it for this edition of Situations with Sassy. Remember to follow Sassy Scribe on Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, and Twitter. Don't forget to set a reminder if you download the app. If not, you can always go to Spotify, iHeart, or iTunes. You can find Situations with Sassy, and you can set a reminder and get reminded there. Once again, the markets of Miami, Florida, New Orleans, Louisiana, Charlotte, North Carolina. Tune in each and every week to the Women Talk Live TV talk show on your CW affiliates. Check your local listings. Until then, I will see you in a week. Peace.
Completely redesigned, Bashani Radio app is hotter than ever. Ever. Now you can binge listen your favorite podcast show. And for those listeners that like to talk trash, excuse me, I mean give feedback. Just tap our new feedback button and run your mouth for 60 seconds. Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store or listen online at BashaniRadio.com.